All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with The Invisible, so let's get started. American Death Camp, Part 1, Counting to None. Right on time. Punctuality. That's a strange trait in an anarchist, don't you think? Kind of thing I find amusing. I'm Coyote. This here is my music we're listening to. That's what's important to me. What's your name, sister?
Maya.
Look. Just tell me what I need to know, and I'll be out of here. Maya, that's the Hindu goddess of illusion and deception, ain't it?
Yeah, and your mom called you Coyote, right?
Come on, you know what I want. Either you can deliver, or you can't. You're looking for a location of a top-secret U.S. government concentration camp right here in Washington State. Spooky shit. You people must get down on your knees every day and praise the Lord for those bad old government boys. What would you be doing if there was no one for you to fight?
Hey, I didn't come here to intellectualize with you. I just need a map.
You need it, or you just want it?
Me, I want nothing, and I always get it, so I'm satisfied.
Yeah? So what about your beatbox and your music?
Shit!
See, I'm self-contained, sister. I like the snake that eats his own tail. That's how I know shit. Plus, I use the infranet. Let me show you something. You're full of shit.
I'm gonna head back to my car if that... I'm gonna head back to my car if that's okay with you. Let me walk you.
You want information? Take a look at this city, Maya. The graffiti on the walls. The crazy shit that the bums and the crackheads and the wild kids come out with. This is the underground data exchange. The infranet. The city is the hardware and the people are the software.
How many letters are there in the alphabet?
Look. There's 64. This is the real alphabet I'm talking about.
Can I trust you, sister? There's a, I won't say smell, but there's a fragrance emanating from your direction. Authority by Calvin Klein.
I used to be a cop, okay? I changed sides.
And you don't need to trust me. I'm the one who has to trust you.
Guess you do. Do you feel oppressed by your enemies, Maya?
What made you choose a life of fear and running?
You have no idea what...
Shit.
They trashed my car.
Who's they?
The poor people or they the scary government? We should define terms.
Will you shut up for just 1 minute? Bastards trashed my car.
No shit, but I bet they left that Maya Angelou book you were halfway done reading.
What? How do you know?
Did you drug me?
As you might expect, photographic evidence is scarce.
This is what we're going on. This place is codenamed DIS. Don't ask me why. Maybe they got another one called that.
Laughter.
This facility was established as part of the Rex 84 presidential directive, which authorized the construction of 23 detention camps within the United States. Designed for use in situations of national emergency, you can look that up. This particular site can house up to 30,000 enemies of the state if need be, and I already did that shit during World War II. That's us, people, patriotic Americans who believe in the Constitution and in the right of every citizen to bear arms.
Facts!
So, before they round us all up for a one-way ride in one of these things, it's time we got proactive. Fade.
Man, you're fucking crazy, Michelle, you know that?
You're gonna let them hypnotize you into thinking you're a New York cop? With a mother and a father and two brothers, that's me, Lucille Butler. This isn't like play acting. I have to totally believe in my cover if I'm gonna make the right connections and track down this hand device. It's way beyond hypnosis. I'm the best subject on the team. I don't have much of an ego or anything.
Yeah, but Michelle, where do you go?
Where does who go?
Fade.
Feeling better?
It happens.
Seeing and remembering letters from the invisible alphabet often triggers nausea in agents with multiple cover stories. Try to stay calm. We got you just in time, and I'm here to help. Have you any idea what's been happening to you for the last 7 years?
What are you talking about? Where is this place? Who the hell are you?
I'm a doctor. And what you and I have to decide is this. Who are you? And which side are you on? We think that seeing the letter triple U on the wall was what finally cracked the shell of your exo personality. Don't worry, we're not here to push you. You are successful in your mission and the Hand of Glory is back with us where it belongs. Finding the hand was the post-induction trigger for your homing program, fortunately. Everything's gonna be alright. Nyah! Bastard! You're weaponless, don't be! We walk out of here slow, got that? Otherwise I cut your fucking throat and that's the bottom line. Life or death, asshole. Your vocabulary's changed. Who am I talking to now, boy? The Invisibles agent? Lucille, the policewoman? Michelle, the militia girl? Or is there someone else you want to remember? All we want to do is get you out of there. So they want to buy you off of me because you got some kind of one in a million empty fucking brain they can store shit in. I always said I could hear the echo when I whispered sweet nothings in your fucking ear, Venus. Fuck you. Hey, let me tell you something. I like your smart mouth better when it's wrapped around my fucking dick. You know what I'm saying? Fucking crazy bitch. You fuck a couple of CIA spooks and suddenly you're Cleopatra fucking Jones. Hey, crawl over here and blow me one last time, bitch. I don't take my orders from you no more. I'm an agent of a higher power. You crawl, motherfucker. Do you know why you're here? Do you know why we've been brought to this place? Do you have any idea what you are? How long have I been here? This is mind control. I know how this works. Everything is mind control. You're thinking that these memories are drug-induced fakes, or perhaps they could be repressed self-images that we're stimulating with microwave transmissions. Just take a look at the X-ray behind you. Is that supposed to be me? You know it's you. Are you going to deny the reality of your own thoughts? Why are you doing this to me? You've got the Hand of Glory. What are you doing to me? The easiest part of the human nervous system to take control of is the ancient reptile brain. Occupation of this site activates base emotions. Territoriality, that's what it is. It's a word I'm not used to that. So, territoriality, aggression, the violent passions which nourish your kind. Boy wrote this in the summer of 95. I guess I'm different from the people I work with. I'm in this group, rather, for one reason, and it's cold, and it's old, and it's easy to understand. Revenge. That just about says it all, doesn't it? You can't know that. Right after I wrote that, I burned it. Nobody could have seen that. What are you doing to me? Reminding you what you are. You were interfaced with a whore named Venus, remember? Then we gave you Michelle Brady's memories and used you to infiltrate the Black Berets militia movement, remember? We didn't expect them to add a further layer. They did a good job. Instead of finding the hand for them, you retrieved it for us. But somehow you become trapped, identified with this most recent exo-self identity. I think we may have to shock you back. Listen, I do not know that language, folks. Oh, wow. Oh, no. No. What you think you are is a fiction. Let it go. Become what you truly are. It says, Lucille, listen to me. The Mesopotamian queen of heaven was called Inanna. Okay. She walked down to hell one day, and as she passed through each of the seven gates, she was stripped of everything she owned. Make the darkness visible. No, let's try that again, because we have to go this way. Her jewels, her crown, her clothes, everything. Naked into hell. Make the darkness visible. What? Okay, readings are still pretty high. She must have shed only recently. Ah, you'll have to use standard English. I brought your uniform. My uniform? Let's move it out. And keep an eye on her. There could be some vestigial persona traces. Vestigial persona traces. The Empire never died. Looking good. Are we going somewhere? You're going back where you belong. Oh, and you can remove the contacts if it's more comfortable. Everybody here has a security clearance and a strong stomach. Contacts. I wonder why my eyes were hurting so bad. Yeah, that's better. Salem, Oregon. Hey, boy was here. She dropped this. Maybe. Ask Robin to scan it. See if she can pick up a psychometric trace. What's it? Excuse me. What? It's boys. I know. She was standing right there. Yeah, all right. I'll take your word for it. She's headed north then. Portland or Seattle? Might have fucking known she'd fuck off right after I tell her I fancy her. There's a bit more at stake here, Jack. Not to me, there isn't. All right, Mason, how are we doing? Sifting the data. I'll get a printout of some of this for you. People are calling in from all over. Robin and Fanny went to the bathroom. Yeah. Here they are. What did the kid at the mall say? Black girl in a silver car. That was a smart kid. She says she wants a home tutor because the school system's designated to indoctrinate 9-to-5, 5 days a week labor force. Yep, that's true. And of course, yeah, there's A, but we get it. So boy was here. That's our 8th good lead so far, and Mason should have more coming in. I just wish we knew what this was all about. We'll have to ask her. Yeah, we should get moving. I don't think she knows what she's got there. The Hand of Glory's like, it's the hydrogen bomb. Then we have to hope it doesn't go off in their hands. And maybe you should tell us a little more about what it is and what it can do. But first, do we waste time in Portland or do we head on to Seattle? I say we use this quarter, darling. If boy even handled it, it can point us in the right direction. Head Seattle, tails Portland. Tails it is, glamorous Portland. Portland, Jesus, at least we can be there in an hour. No, heads, it's heads. Welcome to Seattle, and I think we should hurry. We buy, we sell, we own everything and everybody. You'll see, the ghost train's waiting. To be continued. Oh, wow. Bullend. In transit. Even the strong men sound like children. Everyone is screaming. Everyone. Everywhere. The church lies out with the four dimensions of space of the space-time supersphere. Our memories include future events also. You must be recovering. Hmm? I must. Do we? Christine Sherman, you know me well. We were cloister nuns servicing the macro geometry of Abaddon in the outer church. What? I don't understand. What happened to me? You became lost in your cover story. You identified with your role as a woman called Boy, one of the enemy. You've woken from their nightmare. Woken into ours. American Death Camp, Part 2, Counting to 5. Seattle. So what went wrong? She was supposed to meet you here, but she didn't? That's what I'm saying. A couple of months ago, your girlfriend puts out the message that she's looking for the location and the grounds plan of an alleged dissident camp somewhere here in Washington State. But you didn't meet her? Well, that's where it gets kind of unusual. See, that's my shit you got there. That's my machine, and the thing is, I don't remember how it got smashed up like that. The deal was for me to make the introductions and leave, but nobody turned up. We're pretty convinced she was here. You could have experienced some kind of time distortion. Who else was she to meet? My contact was a girl from the Black Berets Patriotic Militia down in Oregon. Guys are crazy, but you can usually trust them, and they know their secret government shit like Fox Mulder, man. I didn't ask too many questions. My group are strictly nonviolent agitators and pranksters in the Discordian tradition. Ah. And I guess you people are some whole other kind of shit, right? Uh-huh, that's almost everything. You know, you have a lovely speaking voice, darling. Just like Jodie Foster in Taxi Driver, you should be... Well, I was going to say an actress, sweetheart, but go where your talents lie. Hold on. Jack, do you want something else? Get us some chips and salsa, eh, Fanny? Extra hot. Oh, I like that. Okay, go on. You're a psychic projection in 1924. Yeah, so like I said, Edith and Tom and Billy. This is the Chinese man? Yeah, it was him who figured out that the hand could be used to bend time and space in some kind of way. And they'd done all the rituals, right? They were trying to make contact with another world outside the space-time perimeter. We've done something terrible. It's haunted. Stop it from growing. They did. God almighty, Beryl, it's so ugly. We're so ugly. Ah! Somebody was starting to scream, Beryl, I think, and Billy Chang said something that I can't remember. It got really bright, like painfully bright, and then the candles went out, and suddenly it's David Lynch directs. My eyes start adjusting to the dark, and I realize I'm in the house where I live with my mom and stepdad. I'm trying to walk quietly so I don't disturb the teenage boy who's locked in his bedroom coming down from his first trip. It was just a lump of hash. I was 19, and I remember hearing footsteps going up and down the stairs. I thought it was my mom and Harry back from holiday, but it wasn't. There's a light on in the living room. Jack? Where's Edith and Tom? Where is everybody? Hey, you can only be here once, man. This is that time you told us about years ago? Fucking hell, I thought you were talking shite. Did I get sidetracked in time? These doors were only here in dreams. Better watch out, they'll ask you for a word, right? But the word's not a word. It's one of their words, man. If our words are circles, theirs are bubbles. It feels like I've wandered on stage too early in a play, yet I shouldn't be here yet, like I haven't rehearsed. Is that you, Freddy? Edith? What happened? Oh, is that what it is? Is that what it is? You know when you're having a nightmare and you reach that bit where it actually just gets to be too much? Whatever it is through that door, it's too big to fit into human consciousness without warping it completely out of shape. Edith, wait! I don't want to be here. And something terrible starts asking me what that word is. And then? And then I snapped out of my trance, and I was in that room in San Francisco, and you were telling me boy had stolen the hand of glory. Then I woke up? Fucking hell, man! Didn't your English teacher tell you never to have shite like that at the end of a story? I mean, alright, big fucking adventure in your head, but what good's it to us? Boy's got herself in trouble, man. Either that or she knows what she's doing. Nothing else is. Let him finish, Jack. All I'm trying to do is explain the kind of trouble she's in, alright? She's running around with a hand of glory and she has no idea how dangerous it is. So what? So you're just trying to scare us all with ghost stories? So what? It doesn't matter what the hand of fucking glory can and can't do. What matters is where it is right now and whether boy's in the same place. Sounds almost like a philosophy, Jack. I've always been into philosophy, me. It's just I can't fucking spell it, that's all. Fucking hell. Yeah, fucking hell. If the universe is a hologram created by the overlapping of two meta-universes, then I think the hand is an entry point to the dark meta-universe. Might as well call it hell. Hell, is that where God puts all his prisoners then? Is that where he has them tortured forever for not doing what he says? How come you don't believe in God, but you believe in the devil? Maybe she just ran off because all this shite was doing her fucking head in. Is Xena on anywhere? I gotta get a bit of fucking realism into my life. Something I can understand, you know what I mean? Yeah, right, you've made your point. Call it what you like. You know the kind of shit we've come up against, Jack. You barely survived with your life that time in London. And boy doesn't have any of the psychic talents you've got. Bzzz, bzzz. Christ. Hi, that was quick. Just shove it over there, unless you're one of those henchmen who always try to kill James Bond and his bird in the final reel. Not me, sir. Too bad. I'd love to have seen you two rolling around together. So why did the Harlequinade give us the hand if it's so dangerous? I thought they were on our side. Look, all this debate isn't going to help, and even if we are up against demons from beyond, well, I think there are other powers, too. Yeah, but it's the demons we have to worry about, Mason. You can tell he used to write fucking horror books, can't you? Maybe the world's not all scary and horrible, man. It can't be just fucking angels and devils and us shitting in the middle. Yeah. It can't be just fucking angels and devils and us shitting in the middle, you know? Call that hot? We can talk all night, but what about the real problem here? Why didn't Boyd talk to us? Fanny's right. I can't keep thinking about that. What happened to her? Her brothers were killed, weren't they? Is this a revenge thing or something, and she doesn't want to involve us in... One brother was murdered. The other was taken away in a black train. I met her just after it happened. Me and John recruited her in New York. She was pretty intense. But why didn't we know her? Even if she let us establish some kind of psychic link with her. But she never did. Did she ever have a boyfriend? I think she'd been out with people. Just guys. You know what it's like doing this stuff. She was always so self-contained. Thanks. Are you guys a rock band? Something like that. Thanks. All right. Guys need anything, just call. Okay, let's go back to basics. She's searching for some kind of U.S. military internment camp because maybe she's heard something about her brother. And she knows the hand has weird witchy powers, so she's probably thinking she can use it to get her through camp security. But something happens. We know she was in that apartment when the kid's ghetto blaster got smashed, right? But he didn't see it. Whatever. I guess we can find the camp. Excuse me. Whatever. I guess we find the camp. We find boy. Looks like they're taking the bait. We should go tonight. Mason, I want you to stay here. This could be dangerous. If you say so, the only thing I have to say is I need to get back east in a day or two for a couple of pretty important meetings. But I've managed to buy a little time. One of our subordinates has a research facility just outside of town. Fucking hell, man. That's it. I can justify a day or two there. That place you just said, that's where she is, man. What do you mean, that's where she is? No, but this is impossible. She couldn't be here. There's no reason why she would possibly be here. This is insane. Where are you getting this stuff from, Jack? It's like sort of flashes. You know all that psychic link shite you were on about back there? A couple of weeks ago, I sort of looked into her head just to see if she fancied me. Is that a psychic link? There. So much for taking the bait. These people are pretty damn impressive, but this could fuck up the whole operation. Then we just have to adapt the program to include them. This is Georgie girl. You're gonna have to get creative. So, darling, did she? Did she fancy you? Nah, but she liked me. I was in with a chance. King Mob, listen, I always feel stupid calling you that, but I own this place. Why don't we just drive straight up to the front door? Why did no one answer when you called at the gate? I don't know, Mason. After a while, you get a nose for this. A nose for what? There are people up there. I hope they're just techies too stoned to answer the phones, but just in case, and if I'm wrong, we laugh and pretend to be your crazy low-life pals, Mason. Jesus, King Mob, do we have time to introduce a viral component into the language tanks? It's done. They won't know what hit them. Mistress, welcome to Dis. Dis? Her recall's down. Her spinal interface is still in shock. Our quotas are still good here, Mistress. Extermination and conversion programs are all on schedule within budget. We'll be all set to begin the war in some of the kings by mid-99. I'll take over here. Mr. Cadman, sir, a new batch of merchandise is almost ready for return tomorrow evening. Should be a quiet journey. They come in rebels. They go home working for us. So they found you. Do I know you? Of course. Perhaps this will help restore you to unity.
Oh, okay.
Yes, don't hold it back. That disgust, that shame, that's the ecstasy of Abaddon. We are the filth of Abaddon. Abaddon is the name given to the singularity scheduled to annihilate the human race on December 22nd of 2012. It's also the outer name of the great king Archon, in whose macroanatomy we toil and multiply and die. The Hand of Glory was built to warp time and space. Placed in the sun, it would generate a gravitational collapse and create a black hole. You were sent with the technology to make this possible. Yes. Let it out. Let it eat what remains of your human exopersonality. Become it, eating. Polymer scaffolding, seated with artificial tissue, the Hand of Glory, long dead and practically powerless. You're throwing it away? No more questions. We are bacteria, engineered to infect this universe and render it hospitable for Abaddon, our host. That's all. That impotent object is a hand, as it will be, after being severed and hidden in the local pastime direction. Don't you remember? Nyah. Here! Here is the Hand of Glory as it is. You are the technology. This is the hand that will kill the sun. In whose name? Say your master's name and strike. Abaddon, destroyer. We are now leaving the 20th century. Join the revolution. Demand the impossible. Overthrow the spectacle. Beneath the sidewalk, the beach. Disobey all imperatives. Buy. Consume. Wow. You are no longer human. Submit to your desire to destroy. You are no longer human. You are a malign cell from a region outside space and time where all things are consumed in the macro geometry of Abaddon, the Archon of Annihilation. Destroy our enemy. Why is she hesitating? All those cover stories confused her. She didn't know her name wasn't Boy. She thought she was a member of the Invisible Army, but the Invisibles are the enemy. I'm going to count you back out of the trance, and when I finish counting, you will follow the dictates of your programming. Prove your allegiance. 1. Destroy your enemy. 2. Destroy the enemy. American Death Camp, Part 3, counting to 10. Oh, wow. Earlier, are you honestly trying to say this place doesn't look suspicious to you, Mason? Christ, what more do you want? The theme from Bloody Psycho? She's here, boys. Excuse me. We're going to try that again. She's here. Boys in here. Fuck, that's amazing, that. I know she's here. I think Jack's right. Let me try my key first. Go ahead, Mason. At least we can say we tried to be civilized. This usually works. Ah, okay, something's wrong. They can't lock me out of my own building. What in God's name is this place being used for? I know what I'm using it for. Target practice. Thank God you're a billionaire, Mason, dear. This is the sort of damage that adds up. It's not the point. It's not the damage. Why aren't the alarms going off? They're in. What did I tell you? I still say we can bring this movie in under budget. Shh, just for a second. This is the first time I've used one of these viral words. Yeah? I got exposed to one of the prototypes a couple of years back. Damn thing just kept going through my head for 2 days, nonstop. I hear it ended up being used as a subliminal in the chorus of some big hit record. Why do you keep bullshitting me, Z-Man? You're just bullshitting me again. How can I believe a single word you say? My shit always turns to gold. It's like alchemy. You want me to tell Georgie Girl and Coyote we're good to go? This one, Scrambler. What if something terrible's been going on here right under my nose? Mason, I have a feeling you should leave now. I haven't been watching where the money's been going. Feels like the scary part of the movie. Can you hear that hiss? Like a speaker channel. Shit, everybody back up. Good evening. Reality is all about language. We can demonstrate. V-I-Z-O. Fucking hell. I felt that in my head. Oh, shit. I know some of you are familiar with determinant or hijacking. It's a term from situationist theory. We've taken it one step further. We've just occupied the language processing areas of your cerebral cortex. You will now generate auto-critique. My God, what's happening? I feel sick. We seem to have got... My tit cell anarchy. The most pernicious image of all is the Antichrist. Excuse me. Let me get this right, because this is very important. We seem to have got my tit cell anarchy. The most pernicious image of all is the anarchist hero figure. A creation of commodity culture, he allows us to buy into an inauthentic simulation of revolutionary praxis. Wow. When's the movie? The hero encourages passive spectating and revolt becomes another product to be consumed. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Everything has a value on the open market. Who pays for the revolution? The transvestite, far from being a rebellious or transgressive figure, actually serves the status quo by validating stereotypical images of femininity. Wow. That's true. Hold on. Let me think about that for a second. Transvestite, they mean trans people. They usually do have this standard stereotype of femininity. That's 110% true. Because if you look at trans people, like, for instance, well, I have a really good, really good example. Was it Miss Netherlands? You know, she was in a beauty pageant. What is more the stereotypical image of femininity than a beauty pageant? Than an actual Miss Universe or Miss World pageant? All those women have a stereotypical image of beauty. So, by being, you know, not saying, but being the trans person, they go for that stereotypical image of beauty. You don't see, like, a trans person, like, say,
a man that wants to be a woman, but it's a really masculine, maybe kind of like even, like, I don't want to say a word, like, a butch type. Like, I've never seen that. I mean, obviously, you see that with, like, a lesbian. The lesbian woman that considers herself butch will obviously have more of a masculine or stereotypical masculine look. Like, she wants to look like a man is supposed to look. So, like, a man that wants to look like a woman will always pick the stereotypical image of femininity or what a woman is supposed to look like. I'm saying in the... I mean, I know that there's, you know, guys with wigs and stuff, but I'm saying for the most part, like, the people that really go hardcore and do the surgeries and all that kinds of things, they really want to go and push even the bimbo thing. Because there's a lot of bimbos out there, and when I say bimbo, I don't mean that as, like, a demeaning term. I mean that as the actual bimboification and stuff like that, where the man will actually go through all the surgeries to make themselves look like a beautiful bimbo Barbie. Like, it's literally like the Margot Robbie look, but little enhanced, like larger breasts, you know, big ass kind of, like the Kim Kardashian ass. You know, they do a lot of that now. But a lot of the trans women are trying to go for that look because they know that that's, like, even an over-exaggerated feminine look, which I like that feminine look. I like the bimbo thing. I'm not really into the trans thing, you know, I'm not, you know, that's not my thing. But as far as the bimbo Barbie look, I know there's a lot of women that do it, and it's really popular, and it's kind of a fetish. But yeah, there's a lot of men, again, that did. I know, again, I talked about the stripper that I knew that went for the bimbo Barbie look. And she did real well because she looked like a gorgeous woman. I mean, she could pass. So, there you go. I mean, that says a lot. The light, they're hypnotizing us. God made money in his image. Well, I mean, remember what Trent Reznor said. God, money, I'll do anything for you. God, money, just tell me what you want me to. And, of course, he worked for Apple now. Like, he did some music for Apple and stuff. Like, so he kind of... he wanted the money. Up against the wall, motherfuckers. Recuperate this. This isn't slowing them down. These people are hardcore. Hit them with some vocabulary. We're able to do these things to your mind because we have the keys to a wider world which you have not been educated to comprehend. We've been taught the full 64 letters of the alphabet. We have words and concepts for things that you aren't even able to imagine the rudimentary vocabulary of your slave language. What's he talking about? Shit, how do we fight words? Nope, don't know what that word means. There are things all around. Things you never see because you don't have the words, you don't have the names. You only learn the 26-letter alphabet. Here are some names for things. Wow. Okay. Ha! Hang on. This thing here, right? I had one of them when I was little. Fucking hell, how'd I forget about this? These are only spirits, Jack. This is what my abduction felt like. Oh my god, where are we? Deep breathing, Mason. There's a drug called Sky. There will be a drug in 2005. It simulates alien contact, or it is alien contact. It's just like this. Breathe through it. It says mother and father. Hello, remember me and the garden with the frog? I told you to look at the fish on the flagpole. That was the trigger image for your understanding of the hologram. The basic irony is that pre-verbal children see us everywhere, but we're made of language which cannot be easily processed by infant minds. That's why communication is so difficult between us. Is this it? Is this what the world's going to look like all the time now? I want out of this. Robin, I know what it's all about. Who put that creepy little thing in your... ugh. How do we get over here? Or rather, how did we get over here? Did anyone else just lose time? I psychically erase everybody's short-term memory of the last few minutes. I had to. Sorry, they're using something to attack our minds. But it was all making sense to... shh. Robin, is there any way you can defend us against this? This word is the off switch for human consciousness. Shit. Did you see that? She erased their memories. Amazing. Okay, let's get King Mob outside and integrate it into the scenario within 10 minutes.
You're throwing it away? No more questions. We're bacteria engineered to infect this universe and render it hospitable for Abaddon, our host. That's all. That impotent object is a hand as it will be after being severed and hidden in the local pastime direction. Don't you remember? Ugh! Here! Here is the hand of glory. As it is, you are the technology. This is the hand that will kill the sun. In whose name? Say your master's name and strike. Abaddon, destroyer, I'm going to count you back out of trance, and when I finish counting, you will focus the dictates of your programming. 1, 2, you're coming out of trance. Fulfill your programming. 6, 7. I am not an insect. Drop it, honey. I'll tell you when to call me, honey. Ugh! Lucille, stop! It's me! It's Oscar! Oscar? Oh shit, what is that? Oh my god, was that always there? You okay? Bringing him in kind of accelerated her breakthrough. No shit, she nearly broke my fucking jaw, Coyote. I'm cool, okay? I'm okay, but Jesus. Next time she's ready to purge an implant, you throw yourself in the way. Ugh! Ugh! Ugh, no! Ugh, somebody! Christine! No way am I going near him. Not with just a brown belt in karate and some interpersonal skills. Listen, man, we're not what... Boy, mind control drill. Help's on its way. It's us, it's me, we found you. And I've got the gun. Click. Bad news for... It's empty. Click, click. Forget it, it's a prop. We're cell 23. You know what that means, don't you? Cell 23, no, wait a minute. So what, I'm suddenly supposed to hear a smile, you're on candid camera? Candid camera now, and everything's all right? For those of you who don't know, it was a show back in the day where they would put people in a scenario and say, smile, you're on candid camera, and they'd say, oh, and they'd laugh, you know. Look what you did to her. We saved her life, and yours. Fuck knows why. We like you, I guess. King Mob, right? I used to work with Lucille in the police department. We spoke on the telephone once. I was the guy with a phony speech impediment. She was all set to take the Hand of Glory straight to the other side. They'd have killed her. You'd have died tracking her down. One of our psychics saw it coming. The implant's coming loose now. She's gonna need her friends. This is fucked. I don't care. I don't care who you are or who you think you are. How much of my funding was used to assault this woman's mind? This place was supposed to be conducting research and development in the field of homeopathic microtechnology. What have you been doing to people here with my money? Motech still leads the field, Mr. Lang. We make a regular use of the facility for large-scale scenarios like this one. Cell 23 specializes in psychodramatic debugging of so-called Invisible's operatives. The short story is that we're experts in the removal of enemy emotional implants. What? Tell them to stop shouting over there. Baby, whatever it is, it's over. I was like an insect. I was disgusting, like a bug. They made me think I was an insect. I knew I could never die. I'd be an insect forever. But it came out of me. But I didn't pull the trigger. We've all got a bit of the insect in us, eh? I want to hear these bastards trying to justify this. Shut up over there, for God's sake. I swear, if a giant insect walked in here right now, I'd fuck it to death. I don't care how many legs it's got as long as it's buying the drinks. Insects! Even if you were an insect, we'd still love you, darling. Oh, Jesus, Fanny, I feel like I've been dead. I've never even found my little mouse, Marty. I never even got to bury him. How did I know it? The mouse and Marty are in the same thing. They put an implant in her head, hidden inside her obsessive need for revenge. We had to force her to confront her own dark, destructive nature by... Look! I cannot explain certain events on the superfluid level without resorting to bullocks. Listen, Lucille, listen, it's me, Oscar. They put an implant, a psychic bug in your head back when they took Martin and killed Easy D. Okay, so the guy was Martin. You're saying she had a mouse, Marty, and the guy's name was Martin. Okay, that's right. Back when they took Martin and killed Easy E, and of course Martin's her brother. It had triggered and was ready to kill you. Remember? Oh no, oh Jesus, oh I can't, I... Ah, oh no, it's just their way of banishing, Jack. Who is this guy? You don't think he loves her? Man saved her life 100 times. Yeah, right. Why don't I send for a hammer and chisel and you can show me how much you love me as well? Couple of good sharp taps to the prefrontals, then it'll be Romeo and Bloody Juliet again. Gideon! No, wait a minute, Robin. This is out of order. They put us through all this bullshit. They brought Boy to the brink of psychological fucking breakdown, standing with a gun pointed at my head. Look, if Boy had suddenly and spontaneously released some sort of emotional blockage, you'd have nailed it as a breakthrough for Reiki and therapy. I don't know what's going on here, but I think she's being helped. Boy, what's happening to her? Here it comes. You want to see an evil alien? You want to see one of those motherfuckers? Let's go, Lucille. How? By convincing her she's an evil alien? This is like Clockwork Orange, Robin. This is Cold War brainwashing shit. It's 20 minutes into the future now, Lucille. 8. You're coming out of psychic anesthesia. The implant had barbs. We had to put you out for a little while. And 10. I want to believe you did this because you love me, Oscar. Just tell me one thing. Your brother Martin died in a dissident camp in Batavia, New York. I'm sorry, Lucille. That's all I ever found out. He worked for the other side, you know that? The rap kid, Easy, was one of the good guys. That figures. Oscar, what is this shit here? I'm kinda overdosed on the psychodrama right now, okay? No, this is the real thing. This is the man who had both your brothers killed in 89. Maybe you remember him from the train yard. This is the man who planted the desire for revenge that almost killed you. What? Guy's name is Leo Kravitz. He's 43 and he's single. When he was 8 years old, he wanted to be an astronaut. Leo, guess what? You grew up to be a real asshole. It's really him, Lucille, and the gun's loaded this time. Your alternative is to leave him with us. I think we could spend a whole lot more of Mr. Lang's money debugging this guy. You, astronaut boy. Look at me. Look at me, you asshole. Now you remember what that looked like, and you find something useful to do with your life before I get back. Let's try that again. Now you remember what that looked like, and you find something useful to do with your life before I get back. Revenge. What business are you in now, Oscar? What do you call this? Ow. We're in the business of preserving life and saving souls. What do you want me to say, Lucille? You saw the dark down there and you overcame it. You saw the face of the enemy and you still didn't pull the trigger. Congratulations, kid. You're ready for contact. What? Oh shit, it's... Somatic neural scan of remote viewing module complete. Wake up. Hi. I know, right? I've listened to the arguments, but the bottom line is they made her better against his will. Shit. How can we be agreeing to this, these bastards with their elite core? We've got a secret language, wank. Eh. Everything was turning inside out through itself. No, see, that's too druggy. It's more like, what's it like? It's like being in your mother. Yeah, it's called Barbalith. Come on, we're getting out of here, love. Yeah, I'm okay. They shaved my head, KM. Shit, I look like the Black U. We can be antimatter duplicates then, alright? We can be an episode of Star Trek. I'm okay, really. No thanks to the fucking Mission Impossible team here. All invisibles are equal, but some are more equal than others. Eh, comrades? I understand your reservations, but I'd still like to thank you for your participation and for being here with Lucille. We'll get the Hand of Glory back to you as soon as the tests are complete. Take care of yourself, Lucille. I feel like I should call the police. Don't be ridiculous, Mason. You're going to need some serious rest, darling. Yeah, no, I feel pretty amazing. That's like what I had. It's like E, but better. Group hug in the van, alright? You said they would quote Orwell. And just in case you're wondering who they are, in this case, I'm talking about the H. Yes, sir. No, sir. 3 fucking bags full, sir. I don't wonder anything, sir. Me and the gang, we all agree. We love Big Brother. All right. Next. Only lovers left alive. Okay, and that's it. We've got some preliminary text and art. I'll try to be brief here. We all know what's happening with the Invisibles, and we all know about my desire to relaunch the book with Volume 2, so I'll proceed directly into the reasoning behind what I'd like to do. The first cold, hard fact is that the book isn't selling as well as it should be. Wow. There are various reasons for this, as far as I can see, including the fact that my grand idea of changing artists with every storyline is clearly not working. The major complaint in the letters I receive is that the art isn't good enough or is too inconsistent. Whether or not this is true, it's clear that the readers are not responding well to the rapid turnover of art teams and would probably prefer to see one good artist handle the book month in, month out. Comics readers, including Vertigo fans, seem to be deeply conservative creatures at heart, and I've become convinced that they want their comics to be as dependable as a McDonald's shit burger or a can of Pepsi. They also have very strong and often wrong-headed, I feel, attitudes about what constitutes good and bad art, and in many cases they feel the Invisibles has let them down on that score. Also, the Arcadia storyline, seen by many as difficult, I do think it was a little rough, came too early in the book's run and scared off a number of readers, I think it did, who would probably be a lot happier with the more straightforward stories which followed and which are currently running told in the title. I'm sure the list could go on, but rather than dwell on the mistakes, I'd like to look at the ways to rectify them, and that's where the Volume 2 plan comes in. I've already explained in my letter columns that The Invisibles has been conceived as a trilogy of books designed to span the 6 years from publication in 1994 to the eventual completion, Hollow Laughter notwithstanding, in the year 2000. Volume 1 of the trilogy ends with Issue 24. Readers who are already on board should have no problems with a relaunch. New readers won't know the difference, and retailers will sell more books, which is surely the raison d'etre in these trying times. Following issue 24, volume 2, the book will relaunch once more with issue 1 of volume 3. This is not an arbitrary marketing ploy, but one built into the very structure of the story I'm hoping to complete. So it seems to me that starting again with a number one issue and having Phil and John on board as a regular art team for a year at least would provide the kickstart the Invisibles needs at this stage and sell more copies. Again, the brutal reason behind what we do in the comics business in the first place. The relaunch would also occur almost simultaneously with the first issue of my revamped Justice League, an event which will undoubtedly boost my profile once more and introduce me to a vast new Grant Morrison audience, many of which may also be drawn to the Invisibles, particularly when they see an art style in the Invisibles cover, which is much closer to the currently popular mainstream look. Closer? It's an exemplar. Creatively, the renumbering can be justified not only by the trilogy structure, but by the fact that the focus of Invisibles would be shifting dramatically for Volume 2. The first volume set was almost set entirely in the UK, a stumbling block for many US readers, and spent a great deal of time establishing the characters and theoretical framework. Volume 2 moves the action to the USA and deals with mysteries and conspiracies, which would be much more familiar to American readers, providing new explanations for the Roswell event, secret detention camps and underground military bases, black trains, unmarked helicopters, cattle mutilations, and the various shadowy operations of the New World Order. I can't pretend that it will be a completely new series. The characters are still the same, and the whole storyline is still building to that same series of revelations. But I do think that Volume 2 will have a different flavor. It will be more accessible and will operate in a conceptual territory much more familiar to U.S. readers. It will be a book of American mysteries, quite unlike the complex and very British slant of the first volume. In the lowest, most crass-level Invisibles will more clearly be James Bond meets Tarantino meets X-Files, and in order to hammer home the differences and to alert retailers to the fact that the book will be featuring an up-and-coming hot artist, and indeed an up-and-coming hot writer of high-profile superhero comics, I think it makes a lot of sense to begin Volume 2 with a number 1 issue rather than a number 26. I could go on and on, you know how I can go on and on, but I think I've outlined the basic reasons for why I think this should go ahead, and I think it's time to shut up while I'm still on page 3. Thank you. Okay, paper doll covers. To Shelley Rodberg from Phil Jimenez, the Robin paper doll. Shelley, my idea for Robin. If you think it's worthy, pass it along to Brian. Thanks. Okay, and that's where we're going to end it for now. Well, let's see. Yep. Oh, we got another. All right. The world is not what it seems. Okay, so we know all about this. Volume 2, 1 to 13. So we're not even close, and I don't even think they've collected everything yet. So I don't know. We may end up with singles at some point, because we just don't have all those collected. It is what it is. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out with Grimm's Comics Corner and the Invisibles, and we'll see you next time for more.